Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, John's Poetry Slam, Anally Invasive Species, and Remember Me Fatly.
Black.
Oh my God.
That was spot on.
That was perfect. Now remember that for every other time.
Do you know why that worked? Do you know why that worked?
Why did it work?
It worked because I was actually saying it before you.
Oh.
Well, keep it up.
So if you can just stay a step ahead of us for the rest of the show, we should be spot on.
I'm not promising anything.
If you could just respond to what we're saying before we actually say it.
I'll be proactive in my responses.
There you go. You've always been proactive, John.
Mis respuestas.
That'll get you to pay attention then.
Oh, that was so fantastic.
What did he say?
I'm all excited.
I don't know.
I said that'll get you to pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, hello, everyone. This is Justin.
This is Andrea.
This is Dan.
This is John.
And welcome to another fun-filled episode.
That almost wasn't.
That I think everything is working against us. I don't know that this show was meant to happen.
So here's the story. I was actually going to call in and be like, fuck this. I was in bed at 2:30. I'm not kidding. And I obviously couldn't take the train, although I could have had I known the circumstances. But whatever. So I hopped in my car. I'm like, oh, fuck, I better come in. So I hopped in my car and drove over, prayed for a parking space. I found one. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On a holiday. Holy shit. And then
I saw her drive by.
And Dan saw me drive by. So I walk up to Justin's house, and there's Dan still sitting there. And I'm like, is he not answering? He's like, I just had lunch with him. So we go in and we dial his, apartment so that he can ring us up. And Dan is continuing to call, and I'm calling. And finally, we wait for some battle axe to come through the door.
She was about.
And I bet I know which one she was, too.
She was carrying, a chair, going to the beach, like a hat.
And when Andre tried to help her with the chair through the door.
And she looked at me and was it a man or a woman? I don't even know. And she looked at me like, bitch, you're not going to just walk in here? I'm like, oh, yes, I am. So anyway, we walked in. He's probably sleeping. So we were going to walk in and, stand over him. Which in retrospect probably wouldn't have been very nice, but whatever.
We probably would not have gotten a very good reaction.
Probably wouldn't be alive right now.
He does like to be woken up.
Oh, yes.
We didn't get a good reaction when I let the door slip and it slammed.
So we walked in because Justin left his door open and we figured he would.
Unlocked.
Unlocked.
Open and unlocked are two different things.
It was open and his bottom was in the air. I did not think he was expecting us.
He was blindfolded.
So as the door, it is so funny because as the door shuts, Justin wakes up. And he turns around, and he grabs his comforter like that's going to protect him from a knife from a crazy person.
Tell him what's on the comforter.
Brings it over his chest. He's wearing, by the way, a t-shirt. So I don't know he was trying to cover himself because he was shy. He was covering himself to protect himself. He's
monsters.
And, yeah. And we're like, calm down. I went and rubbed his chest, and now here we are.
Oh.
Anyway, let that be a lesson. Do not leave your door unlocked.
Right.
Unless you have a confirmed trick on the way.
Mm-hmm. Just let yourself be tied up or something like that.
I should have learned that lesson a long time ago because many moons ago, I was a hall director in the residence halls. And the hall that I was in had... our apartments had doors directly to the outside, which was unusual for those apartments. Usually, in most of the buildings, when you left your apartment, you had to walk through the lobby, past the front desk or something to get out outside. But we had an outside door that went directly out. And I never liked that.
That's usually what
either.
Outside doors do.
Shut up. I just woke up.
Sometimes not.
So... One night, I'm laying in bed, And I like, it's one of those things where like you think you're dreaming, but you're not really sure. And I like hear people talking and there's like whispering and there's stumbling. And I wake up and I suddenly realize that there are people in my apartment. So I get up and I walk out in the living room, and the door to the outside went into the living room. So I walk out in the living room just in time to hear my inside door close. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go and I walk out. I walk out, and there's three drunk college students looking very confused. Like, I don't know how the hell we just got in the building, but thank God we found our way out of that maze. They were visiting a friend. So they, I mean, despite the fact that my door was unlit and all the way down at the end of the building, right, you know, like 100 yards from the giant entrance with like 12 sets of doors, bright lights, people walking in and out, they somehow mistook my door as an alternate entrance to the building, end up in my dark living room, find their way out. So they weren't, you know, they didn't break in. And so I was like, oh, fuck. So I just turned around and went back to bed. I get up the next day and I walk out to the front desk, and there's one of the people that had fallen through my apartment, passed out on one of the big, like, sofa things in the front lobby. Oh. I said, do you realize that you came through my apartment last night? No. I'm just here visiting my friend. We didn't know how to get in. We were scared. We were scared. Please don't hurt us.
So I guess you kept that door locked after that?
Nope. Did not learn my
drunk
lesson.
College boys walking in? That's his wet dream.
Oh, heard that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. It's something to put on a pair of underwear, I got to tell you. These alternate entries and dark living rooms, if you want to call them that. So, I had I was not on the show last week, and
no,
it was a little unusual. It wasn't anything bad. I know it sounds bad. You say heart monitor and all that. People freak out and think you're dying. And I got to tell you, when my doctor says, "Oh no, we don't need to fit you with a pacemaker." I was a little unprepared for that, but at least I don't have to have a pacemaker. So what happened was,
John's such an old man.
I know. First the Metamucil, then the aspirin cream, and now, you know, heart monitor and pacemakers. But I went to
hand me that cane and don't hold your cell phone too close to my chest.
Don't turn that microwave on.
Who's making hot dogs? I like them cold from the package. I only say it like that because that's how my grandpa ate them.
Oh. Did he have a pacemaker?
No, but he ate cold hot dogs out of the fridge. So
that shit's good. Well, when I used to eat meat.
Oh, I heard it. But
hot dogs aren't meat.
They're lips and assholes.
What are you talking about?
Everything but the oink. But I went to my doctor last Monday, and I had my physical, and I told him about my episode of passing out and how I keep feeling like I'm going to pass out on a regular basis. And so he fitted me with this heart monitor. And let me tell you, that is not a pleasant experience. I'm a hairy man. If you were not aware of this, I have hair covering 85% of my body.
I concur.
And so when they say I'm going to fit you with a heart monitor, I assumed they would put it over the coat, but they decided to put it under the fur instead. And so they had to shave me a little bit.
And did they shave you or did you shave?
They shaved me dry. Ooh. In their office. And they basically took this, you know, single-edged razor and just started down my chest, tearing chest hair out. Well, if that's not bad enough, the next thing they do is they can't just put the thing on. They have to make a surface for it. So they take this little tape, this, like, sticky stuff with like a gritty edge to it, and they start scratching your skin with it, where they've just shaved. And and then
I'd rather have the heart attack.
And then they put the monitor on, and the monitor has this encapsulated what's that, saline, you know, the salt water. They put that on top of what they've just erased and scratched up, so that you have now this sticky thing on you that won't go away, that's forcing saline into your open wounds. All right, so then they taped it all down, and God, this, I hope this story ends soon. But basically, the long and short of it, the long and short of it is that they told me to just go about my normal everyday business. So I went jogging, and halfway through my jog, almost all of the things flopped off of my chest and down by my shorts. And I'm like, well, shit. And
so wait. You're jogging and you've got these cables hanging out from underneath your shirt.
And the thing is that if I didn't get them stuck back on, then I had to go through the whole thing over again the next day, because I have to have 24 hours of data. So there I am jogging with one hand on the top of my chest and the other hand encircling my lower chest, so that I'm jogging all like tight with all my, giving myself a hug while I'm jogging.
A great visual.
And eventually it's just not working, so I had to walk home. And I've been taking longer jogs because I'm training now, and because I want to do like this 5 mile run thing. But I'm halfway through my 5 mile jog, and I had to walk all the way home. So I was a little pissed off by that. Anyway, the reason I missed the show is because I had to go back to the doctor's office and have the whole damn thing put back on, which meant that they had to go through the whole process again. And I'm in there, and the lady's like, I think we just need to open up more area on your chest to get these things to stick. So they had to dry shave me again. And this time John went with me, so he got to watch all of this happen. And he got a good giggle out of it. So I'm fine. I don't need a pacemaker. My doctor says I don't need a pacemaker. And
and your heart's fine then altogether. The monitor didn't show any anomalies.
Well, they're sending me to a cardiologist in October, so we'll see.
Okay. Ooh. But it's not a rush.
No. But good news, last week I hit my Weight Watchers goal, and I've now lost 67 pounds.
Awesome.
Yay!
Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And the crowd goes wild.
So I'm still in Weight Watchers, because you're never really not a Weight Watcher.
Well, now you're a lifetime member, right? For free.
But you have to maintain your goal for 6 weeks, and then you become lifetime.
And then you never have to pay again.
Hopefully,
it's just like being a Marine. There's no such thing as a former Weight Watcher. You are.
I was
going to
say Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm still an alcoholic, even though I haven't touched it in 15 years.
Well, that's true. Great. This podcast has lost half of its weight in the past year.
Oh, boy. So that's where I was last week. I'm sorry I missed the show. It sounded like you guys had a great time.
Oh, we did. We had a lovely time. We did miss you, though. We always miss you. So, well, you know, considering the heart thing and that, maybe we should go out and visit him soon, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Before he croaks.
Yes. You always say that, and then when somebody you know dies, you're like, God, we always say we're going to get together, but we don't,
right.
And blah, blah, blah.
I don't want...
And then he just died.
And then, yeah.
And then people just die.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Saves an airfare.
Don't you listen to him, John.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I think when we do go, we should take a connection through Nebraska just to...
Oh. I saved $8.
Now, I'm not saying Nebraska's not full of good-looking, you know, corn-fed men. It is.
Oh, it is. We got a few examples of that.
But I'm just saying, Nebraska itself is probably the most boring state in the Union.
Oh, no. I looked up.
What do you think is
boring? There's a lot of things to do in Nebraska. I looked it up.
Like,
I don't remember the list, but if you go back to a couple of
corn husking,
yeah,
chimney rock.
I forget, if you go back on a couple comments back on that Nebraska show, I listed a bunch of things. I don't remember what they were. Something about some great American trail.
What dedicated? Did you have a show specifically dedicated?
No, the one where we made fun of Nebraska, and then we got a bunch of hate comments. And
well, you can't just walk around making disparaging comments about someone's home state and expect them not to retaliate.
No, I completely can appreciate that.
You know, sure. Though, I would but see, I'm from Illinois, and I don't allow people to make disparaging comments about Illinois, and I think that is because nobody does, because there's nothing really bad about Illinois.
Illinois rocks!
I was out last night, and I was talking to this boy, and he was talking to someone else or something, anyway, and he said, Illinois, which, as you know, is one of our little terms. And I was like, where did you get Illinois? He's like, it's French, which is what we say. So somewhere out there, there's a whole group of people that also say Illinois that have nothing to do with us, and we don't get to take the credit for introducing them to Illinois, and they just say it anyway.
We need to trademark that shit.
I know. Violation. Fee.
It's like Nodge. It's trademarked, bitches.
That's right. Don't you go trying to use that and without giving proper credit.
Which is buying a t-shirt.
Good marketing. Well done.
That is your grant, your license grant to use the word Nodge.
That's right.
Well, it was Molly's birthday. I missed it because I was at a concert.
Bitch.
Linkin Park.
And it wasn't a concert in Lincoln Park.
She had to go to Tinley Park to see Lincoln Park.
Exactly. But I got in for free, and I didn't have to pay parking. And I sat up in the front.
And somebody licked her cooch the whole time.
Ooh! So that was after the concert. After the concert. I can't be disturbed when Lincoln Park is playing.
Right,
It's true.
Well, you could, like, pop in an egg, though, and... I got one.
Oh, did you try it?
Ooh, yeah, the blueberry tart.
Okay.
Although you were warned not to because of some chemical.
Well, I was...
And I say pish-posh on that.
I was warned there was a lengthy medical article.
Red truck.
Lengthy.
Red truck.
By Brian.
First of all, let me just say that I love Brian. Brian's a longtime listener of ours, and he's only concerned about the safety of my penis. And anybody who's looking out for my penis...
Oh, so he's one of those listeners.
No. Anybody, though, who's looking out for my penis is all right in my book. So, anyway...
Or in your vagina.
Or in my rubber jelly. Oh, could you give me that?
Give me one too,
thank
please?
You. We're refilling on our Diet Coke Plus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me just get a drink out of my ice water.
After all the fucking booze I've had this weekend, I need to replenish my vitamins and minerals. Oh, and Dan is pouring raspberry stoli in his.
Which seems kind of gross if you ask me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They were out of vanilla.
No.
She went to rehab.
Uh-oh, did we lose Jen?
No,
I'm here.
He's getting a drink.
So, and the whole article is about Pilates or something. Anyway. Apparently that's what's in jelly toys.
I was wondering how to pronounce that.
It can cause lots of things, including death and dismemberment. So anyway.
Which member?
That member. My lifetime member.
Go ahead, I'm interrupting.
No. So I did.
No, I'm sorry.
Is this what it's like to be you? Wow, that's frustrating. I'm surprised you haven't killed us.
23 years of that.
Oh. So anyway, I did. I tried it out. And I have to tell you, I didn't even actually get to fully use it because it was painful.
I
did try it. All those little nubs were like, it was a very snug fit. And I'm not saying that I've got a huge cock, but I'm just saying. It was not properly. I don't think it was either not properly sized or they think those little nubs are a lot more comfortable than they really are. Because
did you smear it with lube and your cock with lube so it just slide right on?
Think of that. Yes, I put fucking lube on it.
But I'm saying, did you put
I've been
lot?
Having butt sex for 20 years. I know to use lube.
Some of those toys, you got to lather them up.
So
you were 11?
I didn't. It was not pleasurable. It was not enjoyable. And I, even with the vibrating thing, I just tossed it aside and finished myself off. So If anyone would like a slightly used,
gently used
blue jelly vagina with the, I'll include the vibrator and the battery.
Clean to manufacturer standard.
Yes.
It is 49 point checkpoint.
It is a refurbished product. However, it has been brought back to the original state.
Blueberry tartness.
Yeah. So it's a piece of shit.
I got two comments.
Okay.
First of all, when you came back to the blueberry tart, I thought you were still talking about raspberry stoli. So I didn't quite understand what you were talking about.
So I stuck my dick in it.
And secondly, I don't know what I was going to say secondly. It happens to me a lot. So if that ever happens to you, then you'll understand that part of my world too.
Mm-hmm. And the red truck went by.
Yes. Nodge.
So where are we? How did we get there? We were talking about...
My brain went from raspberry stoli to blueberry tart. So that's where it went.
Yeah. Oh, we had a lot of blueberry stoli yesterday.
Oh, it started with the egg.
Oh, the egg. Right. Because you're...
chicken is always before the egg.
And the chicken hawk is... So Molly's birthday, we had a great time. We went to Hamburger Mary's for dinner.
Yum.
That was very good. And then we ended up at the Big Chicks.
We had a good waiter. I just want to point that out.
We did.
I don't remember his name, but he was a good waiter.
The jewelry in his ears, and he's really skinny.
No, okay. He was skinny, but he was really good.
He was very good. He was very patient with Dan, and you know what kind of patience that takes.
Well, if I'm patient with the whole table, I would need a waiter with 10 times the patience that would take me.
He was patient with the entire table. I don't know why I'm stroking my microphone.
I do that too. It's okay.
Microphone.
It's not like when we went to Halstead's with Joseph and Sarah, we got really bad service from he was formerly my favorite guy. And it was so bad that we calculated exactly 15% before tax. And tipped him $9.86.
Oh, is that how much it was?
Something like that, 68 cents.
So you went to Halstead's this morning, though. Was it better
for lunch? Oh, yeah.
It was better service.
The service was excellent. They were just out
of
everything.
It was Halstead's in general that was not excellent.
They were out of tater tots, which is pretty much why we went there.
Yeah, well, that's why you would go to anywhere.
And then, so I was like, well, that's fine. Can I get like the Parmesan fries instead? Oh, they're out of Parmesan. And
oh, yeah, but they didn't tell you that. They brought it out and set it in front of you and asked for Parmesan. And he goes, oh, let me go get that for you. So I envisioned him coming out with a Parmesan cheese grater.
You know, I have to say, we kind of sound like old men right now. We sound like dead grandma. I went to this restaurant, and they just don't know how to cook their vegetables.
I was there at 4:45 in the afternoon for the early bird special.
I went to Goldblatt's last night. He had the chicken salad. It wasn't good.
But any place when you walk in and the waiter starts off with, okay, this is what we are out of. We don't have chicken fingers. We don't have tater tots. We don't have this. We don't have that. We're out of fruit because I asked to replace my fries with fruit.
They were out of fruit?
They were out of fruit. And I'm like, the jewel is around the corner.
Yeah, I offered to run to the store and get some tater tots.
So we came up with an idea. We're going to go back later this afternoon.
We're going to go and we're going to open a tater tot stand right outside. For all the people who came for the tater tots, but they're out.
We need to get a fry daddy first.
Exactly. I saw a fry daddy.
I got a 20% coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond. We can go get that with.
You can get the grandpappy. That's
we
the
do
big
sound
one.
Like old people. I got a coupon for that.
Hey, I got 20% off. Now, since we're getting two of those baskets, I'll buy one. You have to take a separate coupon and buy the other one.
You need to go in line separately, right?
No, I'm not saying that I have not purchased an entire bedding set one piece at a time over the course of 2 weeks in order to use a 20% coupon each time.
Well, they send you one a day.
I'm not above
it. Oh, hell, you can use like 18 at one go. Right.
I had to do that at Great America yesterday. I had to do two separate. I went to Great America.
Oh, I forgot to give you coupons.
I have coupons. Okay.
On a roller coaster.
I have a season pass. Did you get
a Twicket?
I don't need a Twicket. I got a season pass.
Well, listen to her.
If she would have gotten the Twicket, then I could go today.
Oh, I have to bring a friend for free all in September if you'd like to go to Great America. I'm all about it.
Dude, let's go.
Okay, well, we'll plan. Dude, that's not why I'm telling the story.
What the hell has happened to our show?
I don't know.
I'm drinking. That's what happened.
Save me, John.
I can't. I'm in Portland, so,
I bought a souvenir cup, and if you buy them, it's a dollar refill for drinks, which is actually not a bad deal if you ever remember to bring your souvenir cup, but you never do.
That's how they get you.
$9.99. But put
you're
it this
old.
Way, if you buy three sodas while you're there, you pretty much take up the $9.99, but I have a coupon for a dollar off. But I wanted to buy two, and I had another coupon for a dollar off, the souvenir cup, but she made me ring it up separately for $2. And then a truck rode by. It was green, it was orange, it was purple.
So if there are any senior citizens out there that have any tips, money-saving tips, send them to tips.
They're the only ones that are still listening.
Yeah, everyone else has turned this shit off.
Hints from
and
Halloween.
The only reason they have it on is because they've fallen asleep.
With their blinker on. So
I didn't start it.
So when we started the show, so many years ago, and by that I mean about 30 minutes ago, I was sending an email, and Justin had said, "Sounds like you're writing a letter." And I said, "Yeah, I have to send an email to the invasive species hotline." And I was told that we need to talk about it on the show.
Are they the makers of the Dynadouche?
Yes, I've got
housewares.
I've got an invasive species attached to my shower.
What the hell is an invasive species institute?
Well, the invasive
and why do they need a hotline?
Like, I'll tell you, like the zebra mussels, that's an invasive species.
Right. Thank you, Andrea, for understanding.
You're welcome.
Well, so what are you writing to them about?
Well, I was in my neighbor's yard a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that he had coltsfoot growing underneath one of his bushes. And coltsfoot is an invasive species in many states. It does not currently have a foothold on Oregon, and I want to prevent that. So since I saw it and I recognized it, I was dropping a line to the invasive species hotline because I had called them last week, and they told me to send them pictures. So I was doing that.
All of us have this look on our face of like, what the fuck?
What's a coltsfoot?
It's just a little green weed that it's shaped like a horse's hoof, like the imprint a horse's hoof would leave.
Oh, cool.
And that plant doesn't deserve to live.
Can you send us a picture?
It's not that it doesn't deserve to live. It just doesn't deserve to live here.
Go to Nebraska.
Oh. All green things are welcome there. That's kind of like that witch's thing where you see those trees get all those little witch's hands. Mm-hmm.
Brooming,
I don't know what that's called.
Huh? It's called brooming.
Brooming, yes.
That's the
horticulture talk.
Sorry.
Undy DWF. I just say you get a big fucking thing of poison and go just spray it everywhere. Maybe. That's how you solve all the problems.
DDT, bring it back.
Can you tell us which states currently are infected with coltsfoot?
Oh, please don't.
Maybe we should get a representative of the invasive anal society to come onto the show.
This species
like those Asian beetles.
Is anally invasive.
We should call the hotline on the show.
And report, like, yes.
There's kudzu here. We found kudzu everywhere.
I've got jock itch.
There's blueberry tarts growing everywhere in my neighborhood. They're prickly. They're uncomfortable.
They vibrate.
A kid could step on one, and who knows?
You should call them and tell them syphilis is back, according
syphilis
to the CTA.
Is back. All the fucking buses that run through Boys Town have these huge signs on the back that say, syphilis is back. And it's like, limited time only.
Get your free test.
20% off at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Buy two tickets, get one free.
Jesus saves with valuable coupons.
Syphilis twickets.
You didn't enjoy it the first time around.
They give those out at the clinic.
Yeah, and it steam works.
You've been there.
And here's your blanket. It has smallpox on it. Enjoy that.
Have you been to Steamworks? Any of you?
No.
Steamworks?
I have to say, I went once. out of, because I was like, I've got to, before I die, I need to, I joke about it, I laugh about it. This was actually not all that long ago.
Is this like one of those 1,000 places to see before you die places?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I really, and actually I thought, and maybe that'll give me even more, like more material to use. So I did go late one night. I went for like an hour. I didn't actually partake in any activities. I walked around. I watched other things that were going on. And actually the facility is very nice. They keep it
very clean.
They keep it very clean. You know,
what's in the facility?
I'm not even sure that I saw the whole, everything that was there.
They list it all right there.
Do they?
Yeah.
They've got, you know, they've got like a,
slings.
Like multiple floors, and there's little rooms, so you can rent a room, and there's a gym, and then there's like these
20-person hot
glory
tub.
Hole things, and then there's this blowjob pit. It's the only way I can describe it. It's sort of like
so
it's like a pit, open area, and then there's a second like floor or whatever mm-hmm. with a railing. And so if you want to give someone anonymous, a random person a blowjob, you go down into the pit where your head is
it's
then
level
at
with
crotch
their penis.
Level. And mm-hmm. if you want to have someone give you a blowjob, then you go in the upstairs area.
Holy cow.
And then if you get tired of that, and then in the corners, there's like little, room things. So you can go in and there's a little hole so you can just like, and I don't know how that works because it's dark. It's very
right.
dark. And
that's
so,
the point.
I don't know if you go, so if you went into one of these little things so that, and then I don't know how someone's supposed to know, like this one has someone in there waiting to suck your cock and this one doesn't.
Well, they hang out outside of the door and then they both go in and you go in.
So
on
you've
one side
been
and
there.
Oh. So you know. No, I have not. I have not been there per se.
Well, so I have a question.
I know how it works.
I have a question that will sort of bring all of this together, everything we've talked about here today.
Uh-oh.
And that question is, do all levels require different coupons, or can you use any coupon on
well
any
done.
Level?
That was funny.
No, it's flat fee, and I do believe they accept credit cards. I paid cash. I was like, we don't need a paper trail.
How much does it cost?
I think it was, well, I don't. You know, I don't.
You just walked around, so you didn't have like the rent a room.
$14 locker
rental. No, because you have to get something. You can either get a locker because you have to put your clothes somewhere because you walk around in a towel.
Oh, okay.
Were you in a towel?
What?
You were naked?
Well, no, I had a towel on.
Don't sound so shocked.
Well, I know, but you said you didn't go there for anything, and then you were in a towel, and that just makes me, I don't know, disbelieve you.
No, you don't understand. That's how you don't walk around with your clothes on there. That's. Like, I suppose you could. There's no, like, nobody's, like, enforcing a rule that says you have to only be wearing a towel, but.
Could I have put on, like, bike shorts or something?
I'm sure you could, especially if you're not looking for anyone to have sex with, because they probably wouldn't want to have sex with you wearing bike shorts.
They've got neon yellow pants on the side.
So
yet another visual.
So you have to. So there's like, you know, there's different elements to what you have to pay. So you have to have a membership, mm-hmm. and you can buy like a, you know, yearly or whatever,
or daily,
or well, or it's $5, like a one time thing is like $5.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a one time thing because mm-hmm. I didn't have a previous membership on file. And then you pick what kind of facility you'd like. So if you get just a locker, which means you pretty much go put your clothes in and you're just out in the public areas. And then they have different rooms. So there's small rooms, big rooms, huge rooms with slings and party rooms. And
how come they don't have this for straight people?
Because you'd fuck it up.
They do. They do have it for straight people.
Where?
Andrea. And it's here in Portland.
I'm really? Coming.
Yeah.
I'll go
it's
with you,
it's called Aces Club here.
It's Ooh. Called what?
Aces Club. The Aces Club.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So it's like a Steamworks for straight people.
I've never been. I don't know. I'm not
well,
straight.
Of course not. You're not straight.
Let's get a report, please.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's lots of stuff in Portland you apparently need to investigate.
Apparently.
Perhaps we need to
run. Dyna Douche.
Saddle Shoe Warehouse.
Have you gone and knocked on their door yet?
I have not. I'm not the roving reporter.
You should take a camera crew with you.
I'm here about the douche.
I've got a coupon.
Is it really simply the best?
I'm here from the Tina Turner Licensing Foundation.
Simply the best.
Oh, that's so true. So get them with that.
Yeah. We'll report you to Tina Turner and Ike if you don't give us some
buffering. You do not want Ike knocking on your door.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So that's my Steamworks story.
That's dirty.
That's great.
I like it.
I'm sorry I disbelieved you.
Well, please.
Straight people can't go there.
No. I mean, John, really, do I ever hold back? Do you think that
if I didn't have
a gangbang in the sling, I wouldn't just put it out there?
Well, I guess then I just assumed you'd be more modest than that. You've disappointed me.
I didn't think you were so dirty. I was on an educational fact-finding mission.
You and Fred Thompson or something.
I have a wide stance when I sit down.
Is that Fred Thompson? That's Craig.
No, that's a senator. He had the wide.
Senator Craig from Idaho.
My foot may have inadvertently touched yours. I don't know. I have a wide stance.
I was picking up a piece of toilet paper and... Who picks up toilet paper
from a public restroom? Jeez. I know it.
Come on. And who crosses over with your left hand to pick up the piece of toilet paper?
Well, and
right
goes...
No, he maintains.
And goes underneath.
He maintains.
He would have hit his head on that urinal.
The cop maintains he used his left. So then what I did is when I heard the story, because you know I found it fascinating, I had to investigate the actual how that works. Because gay men don't need to do that anymore. There are other outlets. Steamworks is an example. Right. There's other outlets for you to get off.
Especially in Minneapolis. My God.
Why would you go to the airport? But people find this fascinating. You know, they find it exciting. So I actually investigated the actual signals that are used. And I want to know, first of all, A, who invented them? And B, how do you get the word out?
Have you been on Wikipedia? Maybe the answers are there.
No, I looked it up. Oh. I mean... The rule is you've got to do the tapping, the touching, and then your hand. And married men, the reason that married men would put their left hand underneath the partition is because apparently that's sexier.
Oh.
I don't know.
That I didn't know.
The ring.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
I can think of another ring you could put underneath the partition.
Oh, Dan's got a few of those.
Got one on right now. No, not today.
He waves his under the partition all the time. I got some pictures of that.
Well, I'll tell you what I was doing in that airport is I was adjusting the mirrors on top of my shoes.
I think a valid defense would be, Your Honor, look at this police officer. He clearly passed the physical fitness test 30 years ago. Would anyone actually want to have sex with this person? Come on.
Or if the officer is hot. Your Honor, look at this officer. Wouldn't you want to fuck him too?
Case dismissed. Officer, I'll see you in my chambers.
I'll see you in my dark
chambers, I mean.
Officer, I'll see you in the third floor restroom. Well, on tonight's show,
dead air.
Pregnant pauses.
Falls flat on his face.
We're just all a little tired. That's
it's
all.
Been a long weekend.
It has been a long
it has
fucking
been so
weekend.
So much fun, though.
I have had a blast. I have seen the sun come up 3 nights in a row, 3 days in a row.
Which would be why you were sleeping when we got here.
Which is why I was sleeping.
And totally passed out.
I hope that I have some of that excitement because I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
You are?
Vegas days.
I am.
What are you going for? Is there like a rock climbing thing by a river?
There's an invasive species convention.
Are you going with your boyfriend?
No, I'm going with my family.
What happens? Oh.
Where are you staying?
What happens in Vegas, you really don't need to talk about anywhere else. It won't surprise anyone. We're staying at Circus Circus because there's stuff for the kids to do. My nieces will be there.
Oh, John.
One and five.
Why did you not call us first?
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah. Okay. Considering I'll be with my, you know, my
I don't even know anybody
family.
Stayed at Circus Circus.
You'd be surprised how many I've gotten that reaction so much.
They haven't blown that up yet?
it's either I didn't know there were rooms at Circus Circus, or it's where are you staying, Circus Circus? That's what I get.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be lovely.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's a gem. I'm sure it's just a diamond in the rough.
I'm sure it'll be 110 degrees.
As the roller coaster runs through the, the lobby.
I think the greatest indignation is the fact that, wanting to make good on the big splotches of hair I had missing on my chest, I went ahead and took the rest of it off, too. And so now when I sweat, it doesn't all just go to one spot. It goes everywhere. And I have nothing to cool me off anymore.
Oh.
You'd be surprised how well chest
hair sweatband
insulates. A sweatband? Would that be like one of those tube shirts that they had in the 80s?
Just get a tank top that's a few sizes too small.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Although anymore, I don't think they make them that small.
I'm a skinny mini now.
I know you are.
And it's all...
You should send us a new picture of you.
You know, I was going to send you a picture. I have a fat picture that I've been magnet. I have it on my fridge.
So we can remember you fatly?
Well, yes. Remember how did you know me? I said that?
Because I totally used to read your blog
remember
when you
me?
Did
it.
You don't do it anymore.
Did you
Not
read
really.
My India blog, too? Did I ever say
I did read your India blog as
I
well.
I did once.
Thanks, Dan.
But you still have your own. You don't record anymore on your blog, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, good, because I stopped reading a long time ago. But anyway, I remember you fatly. I remember that post.
That's true, because people always thought I was fat. Even when I was fat, at my fattest, people always thought I was fatter than I was. And so I'd come back and they'd be like, have you lost weight? You look good. And I'm like, no, I'm the same weight. Oh.
Because everybody remembers him fatly.
Which, I did that to you a couple weeks ago, Dan, and I'm very sorry for it. Because it basically makes me one of, quote unquote, them, Because you and I
Those
had a discussion.
Skinny people.
You and I had a discussion about your weight, and you told me what you had lost, and I said, well, what did you start it? And you told me, and I was like, And Andrea's like,
a lot of people are like, really?
Well, and then Andrea's like, I guess that's not what he was expecting to hear.
Well, send us a picture.
Speaking of fat people, you should have been at the Big Chicks the other night. We got video.
Oh.
Are we going to post that?
Yeah.
Yes. This has got to be posted because this dancing queen was off her rocker.
Young and sweet, only
17, 32.
48.
Oh, it's some funny stuff.
Young and sweet, only size 17. Which I have no idea whether size 17 is big or small. Or
I don't think there is a size 17. I think once you hit past like 16,
it's
it goes up
spandex.
To like 1X, 2X, 3X. Okay.
Maternity.
Right. Although men's sizes are different. I think once you get past 48. Because it's all about your pant size, really. All right. Men judge their size based on their pant size.
Right.
It's true. They do.
And like,
I'm a 36
That's
now.
What I'm talking about.
I'm a 36 now because you put it underneath
inseam.
Your belly. That's why you're a 36.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Dunlap disease? Your belly
Muffin
Dunlapped
tops.
Over your waist.
You know what
it's
I'm
called
dick
do. Your belly sticks out further than your dick do.
Your dicky do.
Or muffin tops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah. That reminds me of a poem, Dan. What is it? When the weather's hot and sticky, that's no time for Dunkin' Dickie. But when the frost is on the pumpkin, that's the time for Dickie Duncan.
Sean is on a roll today.
I know, oh, my God. Crappy he's been funny from the moment we called him.
Well, I wasn't with you guys last week. I've got all this pent up energy.
You're making up.
I was like, where did this come from? Oh.
Wow.
Being all funny.
But check out the website for the video.
We're gonna post the video. Oh, I didn't catch that.
I did
moment. but then when I uploaded, you know, I transferred all this stuff from my camera, and there's this video. It's like, oh my god!
I was
god.
On the dance floor, and I'm like, I came running into the.
Where's other your camera? Box. I need to make a video.
I need your camera. I need your camera. Just give it to me. Don't ask questions. And then I came running back. Save that for the show. Just don't delete that.
I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen it.
There's also another video of a dancing queen who, I don't know why in Big Chicks, this person had their big old Bluetooth earphone thing on the dance floor.
Oh, how annoying.
Blue light flashing. Boom. I don't know.
Doing the Vogue.
Do you
video that as well?
I did video that as
well. If you look closely, you can also see like his pager clipped to... The carpenter packet on his
cell phones and pagers are not fashion accessories, people.
No,
did he have one of those?
Wearing them if you're a doctor.
Did he have one of those little leather pouches with a vinyl window that clips on it? So I bet it doesn't get hurt. That's hot.
He might have with a rugged.
When you see someone like that in their vinyl like see-through window, is a little yellow from all their sweat and gunk building up on it.
Gunk.
Raunchy.
Spunk. What was it called? Pump a pud whacker or whatever?
Pud whacker. Whack my pud.
Get your spunk off my pud. I think that's about it.
Do we have howdy do's?
Oh, we have a lot of howdy do's that I haven't.
That we're still not going to give you. We're not going to howdy.
I have to do one. I have to do one because I've been promising.
That's okay. You can. Dan has.
Dan's got a whole list.
Dan brings in a file folder.
Apparently, he's been on the communique.
Yeah, I have. Well, because we got bitch slapped by Justin last week for not checking the email and stuff, and I know that I'm bad about it.
So rather than respond to emails,
he just took their names down.
No, rather than respond to emails and go into the email, because it's a little bit more difficult to do than at work. I sit on the AIM, so right. I can turn that on and I can chat with people and do my work and all that stuff. So
if you want to reach Dan,
I have
do
talked
it on
to
AIM.
A lot of people this week. So
do you need a rapid fire howdy do?
Should we go for it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating ice.
It sounded like a mini Skype.
Just keep going, Jesus.
There's 9 people who I have.
Someone does need a nap.
Clearly. Chris from New Jersey, John from Oregon, Jason from Oklahoma, who is a cutie, and he goes to, I think he said Oklahoma University. Eric from New York, who is in New York via Alabama, I think is what he told me. He's a Southern boy. He has a podcast too. Don't remember the name.
didn't care.
It's like Southern boy, and we'll plug you later. and by plug, I mean... He has a boyfriend, though, but
he does have a boyfriend.
He is a cutie. Michelle, she's a firefighter from Pennsylvania, but she bursted my bubble about my firefighter dream. She's like, they're not all hot. Get over it. Nick from Chicago, who evidently appears in the hot jock contest at Crew periodically. Matthew.
Justin's giving a knowing nod.
apparently has talked to Justin on the AIM as well. Matthew from Missouri. Who's not out. We had quite a lengthy conversation about that. I say step on out.
What's his last name?
He's like 2, though.
Is he just a baby?
Yes, he's like just started college and stuff like that. I said, go join your gay organization. If they don't have one, start one. And you'll just make lots of friends.
Dan the activist.
Steve from D.C. Actually just talked to him today. And somebody who referred me to another podcast, who heard us from another podcast. I forget his real name, but I guess he goes by Romeo.
My best friend's brother's boyfriend's girlfriend heard from this guy. kid. Totally heard that podcast last night. You got to check it out.
Well, he messaged me. He's like, hey, I just started listening to your show. I heard it from
this
podcast.
I get it. Okay. So what was his name?
Well, he goes by Romeo. I forget his real name. So
Romeo.
I'm sorry.
Romeo. Yeah. We're for art.
He is on our Frapper Map.
Which I can't even access, but we'll talk about that.
So those are all my howdy-do to all of you, and thanks for chatting, and if you want to, catch me on the air.
And keeping Dan from actually doing any work.
I'm so bored with my job right now, and I'm so looking for a new one, so.
Something's
coming. In the meantime, I'll get paid to aim.
Well, how about getting paid to respond to fucking emails? Jesus Christ. I got a fart.
That's why you're being cranky.
Somebody needs his bottle.
I will give a howdy do out to Calvin from somewhere that I can't remember right now because I'm tired.
John?
Yeah, I got a couple here. First, my first howdy do is going out to my friend Danielle in Indianapolis. I've been promising this to her for several weeks, and so I'm finally getting around to it. Howdy do, Danielle.
Howdy do.
Howdy do.
And also John from Washington. He's a longtime listener. He drops me notes on my MySpace every once in a while. So howdy do, John. That's
it. Okay. All right. Well, we want to wrap up this.
Yeah, we've probably been doing this for a while.
Yeah, we have.
About 3 years.
All right, so you can leave us a voicemail, 773-828-4397.
Or you can send us an email at DTWF. No.
That's not our email.
DTWF
Rubber
podcast.
Spatula. I'm tired, too.
Okay.
Rubber
okay,
spatula at DTWFpodcast.com.
You can catch me on the AIM at DTWF Dan.
You could also Justin.
Or Justin at DTWF Justin. I was going to let you say it.
All right.
And you might occasionally catch Dina. Once
yeah, every now and then. Every she's now still and then.
So, all right, bitches. We'll see you next week. Love you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.